More than half of Hawaii residents now have a driver's license that complies with a federal law taking effect later this year. Starting in October, TSA agents at domestic airports will only accept ID cards with a Real ID Act gold star on them. The Real ID Act passed Congress way back in 2005. In response to 9/11, it set a national standard for verifying identities when states issue ID cards. On October 1st, federal agencies like the TSA will stop accepting IDs that aren't compliant with the law. But with only 7 months left, millions of Americans still lack the all-important gold star on their license. That has Tori Emerson Barnes with the U.S. Travel Industry Association worried.
When you look at the ripple effect throughout the economy, that's someone that's not showing up at a hotel, renting a car, visiting a destination where they might spend money.
A travel industry survey indicates that 57 million Americans aren't even aware of the October deadline, and almost 100 million don't have a Real ID compliant form of identification. To streamline the process, the Department of Homeland Security says it will now allow states to accept personal documents online, although that is not currently available locally. Even with the new rule, residents will still need to appear in person to verify their identity.
Right now, the appointment time is about a 6-week wait.
Sherry Kajiwara is with the City and County of Honolulu. Maui, Kauai, and Hawaii counties are taking walk-ins for Gold Star IDs, but Oahu residents should schedule an appointment online. Each county website has a list of documents necessary to get a Gold Star. Kajiwara says anyone who ever changed their last name needs to pay particular attention to that list.
Anytime you've opted to have a name change, you need to show why your names don't match on your principal documents. If you have a valid passport, people should use that and their social security card, because you've usually got both as an adult and those names will match.
Kajiwara urges everyone not to wait. Even after getting an appointment, it will still take about 4 weeks to get your new license in the mail, and the TSA will not accept the temporary paper copy. The Travel Industry Association estimates that right now, fully enforcing the new ID standards would result in over 500,000 people being turned away at security checkpoints in the first week, and almost $300 million in lost economic activity. Barnes argues that the 2005 ID law is already outdated, and the TSA should adopt biometric screening now used by U.S. Customs officials.
Forget about the Real ID hard license. Let's just use biometrics to move through the lines.
Hawaii residents who don't obtain a Gold Star license in time will still be able to fly using a passport or military ID. Check your county website for the list of required documents. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.